Shinankes, if you doubt. Kam of Yesu Beis Asayim, Shahukav Latira. An area that was more than Beis Asayim, and it was fenced in for dwelling purposes. So far, so good. But then Nichlasu B'mayim. Then it got flooded with water. So, if the water that came into his drinkable, then it's still considered a dwelling area because he could use the water. The gather of shtir has to be either something that a person could drink, and there are some opinions that hold that if he could use it also for laundry and the like, it's good enough. That which we say that if the water is drinkable, usable, it's not changed the status of the chotzer is either. This water is more than Beis Asayim, and even if it's deep. But if it's a water that's not drinkable for human consumption, then we treat it like we saw before with planting things over there, vegetables and grains, whatever else. And we do the various things that we said over there would apply over here. That which gives it the status is only if it's 10 tzvachim deep. But if it just got a little muddy, that does not change the status, even though the muddy part is not usable. You can't drink it.